Egzamin maturalny z języka angielskiego. Poziom podstawowy. Usłyszysz dwukrotnie teksty do zadań od pierwszego do trzeciego. Przed wysłuchaniem każdego tekstu usłyszysz dźwięk. W nagraniu przewidziane są przerwy na zapoznanie się z poleceniami oraz treścią zadań sygnalizowane dźwiękiem. Rozwiązuj poszczególne zadania w trakcie słuchania nagrań oraz w czasie przerw po ich wysłuchaniu. Zadanie pierwsze. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
Our topic today is moving house. One of our listeners has recently moved out of her parents' house. Kate, tell us more about it.
Well, I moved to a one-bedroom apartment in London. It's really exciting because this is the first time I've lived on my own. I lived away from home during my studies, but I shared a flat with my friends then, so it was different.
Did you find anything stressful about moving?
Finding the right flat was the hardest part, not because of the money. I knew renting a flat in London would be expensive. The problem is that if you like a flat you have viewed, but you wait too long, someone else might rent it before you make up your mind. That happened to me twice.
But this time you were lucky.
Yes, the flat was in a perfect location and it already had equipment and furniture in it. When I saw the flat, I decided to rent it immediately. Then, after a few weeks, my dad transported my stuff to the flat in the back of his van.
After a few weeks? Why?
Nobody had lived there for some time, so the place needed freshening up. I spent a couple of weekends washing and vacuuming. I didn't want to move into a place which was covered in dust and dirt.
Did you face any problems after you moved in?
Well, when I was unpacking, it turned out I had too many clothes. I wish I could have one more wardrobe, but the place is so tiny that I can't put anything else in it.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Our topic today is moving house. One of our listeners has recently moved out of her parents' house. Kate, tell us more about it.
Well, I moved to a one-bedroom apartment in London. It's really exciting because this is the first time I've lived on my own. I lived away from home during my studies, but I shared a flat with my friends then, so it was different.
Did you find anything stressful about moving?
Finding the right flat was the hardest part, not because of the money. I knew renting a flat in London would be expensive. The problem is that if you like a flat you have viewed, but you wait too long, someone else might rent it before you make up your mind. That happened to me twice.
But this time you were lucky.
Yes, the flat was in a perfect location and it already had equipment and furniture in it. When I saw the flat, I decided to rent it immediately. Then, after a few weeks, my dad transported my stuff to the flat in the back of his van.
After a few weeks? Why?
Nobody had lived there for some time, so the place needed freshening up. I spent a couple of weekends washing and vacuuming. I didn't want to move into a place which was covered in dust and dirt.
Did you face any problems after you moved in?
Well, when I was unpacking, it turned out I had too many clothes. I wish I could have one more wardrobe, but the place is so tiny that I can't put anything else in it.
Zadanie drugie. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. And now a few words about what is going to happen this Saturday evening. The entrance fee is £3. It is a formal event, so please remember that you must wear something elegant. A long gown for girls and a jacket and tie for boys. If you have any suggestions about the music, you can send your proposed playlist to the PE teacher. Dance partners from other schools are welcome. We are starting at 7 p.m. Two.
I'm sorry to have to say this, but my son feels that he rarely receives any feedback. He practices a lot to improve his dancing, but he says that you just keep telling him to point his toes and turn. I'm afraid he doesn't know how to do it. If you can't help him, I'll just have to send him to another school. I don't want him to have bad memories of his dancing lessons.
Three. I had a teacher who taught me dancing at a dance school in my town. Apart from regular dancing lessons, every year, she organized an exchange with a dance school in France. One summer, I stayed with a family who had a boy my age called Pierre. I've never really been excellent at dancing, and I treated dancing only as a hobby, but the experience was great, and Pierre became my best friend. Four.
Professional dancers don't have much time for a social life. I spend hours practicing every move in front of the mirror. Most of the time I dance alone in the studio. In the evenings, I perform in different theatres. I finish work late at night and just want to go home and rest. When we go on a tour, I often leave home for months and stay in anonymous hotels. I'm tired of this kind of life.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
One. And now a few words about what is going to happen this Saturday evening. The entrance fee is £3. It is a formal event, so please remember that you must wear something elegant. A long gown for girls and a jacket and tie for boys. If you have any suggestions about the music, you can send your proposed playlist to the PE teacher. Dance partners from other schools are welcome. We are starting at 7 p.m. Two.
I'm sorry to have to say this, but my son feels that he rarely receives any feedback. He practices a lot to improve his dancing, but he says that you just keep telling him to point his toes and turn. I'm afraid he doesn't know how to do it. If you can't help him, I'll just have to send him to another school. I don't want him to have bad memories of his dancing lessons.
3. I had a teacher who taught me dancing at a dance school in my town. Apart from regular dancing lessons, every year she organized an exchange with a dance school in France. One summer, I stayed with a family who had a boy my age called Pierre. I've never really been excellent at dancing, and I treated dancing only as a hobby, but the experience was great, and Pierre became my best friend. Four.
Professional dancers don't have much time for a social life. I spend hours practicing every move in front of the mirror. Most of the time I dance alone in the studio. In the evenings, I perform in different theatres. I finish work late at night and just want to go home and rest. When we go on a tour, I often leave home for months and stay in anonymous hotels. I'm tired of this kind of life.
3. Przeczytaj polecenie i zapoznaj się z treścią zadania.
One. For most people, unicorns are nothing more than magical creatures. But researchers have proved that they actually existed. Thanks to newly discovered bones, we know that unicorns lived on our planet roughly 29,000 years ago. They were about 15 feet long, much larger and heavier than we usually picture them. They didn't have any wings, and looked more like rhinos than fairy tale horses.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
For most people, unicorns are nothing more than magical creatures. But researchers have proved that they actually existed. Thanks to newly discovered bones, we know that unicorns lived on our planet roughly 29,000 years ago. They were about 15 feet long, much larger and heavier than we usually picture them. They didn't have any wings and looked more like rhinos than fairy tale horses.
Good morning. Could you help me? I think somebody stole my passport last night.
It's good that you've come to us because I have to cancel your passport in our database so that nobody else can use your identity. Please fill in this form.
Okay, but how can I get a new one? I'm going away next week.
Well, you have to apply to the passport office. But I'm afraid the procedure will probably take longer than a week. Do you have any idea where your passport was stolen?
I'm not sure. Probably at the airport.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Good morning. Could you help me? I think somebody stole my passport last night.
It's good that you've come to us because I have to cancel your passport in our database so that nobody else can use your identity. Please fill in this form.
Okay, but how can I get a new one? I'm going away next week.
Well, you have to apply to the passport office, but I'm afraid the procedure will probably take longer than a week. Do you have any idea where your passport was stolen?
I'm not sure. Probably at the airport.
Three.
Guess what? I've started to learn Finnish.
Really? Isn't it one of the most difficult languages in the world?
That's true. There are so many grammar rules to learn, and I always get something wrong. Luckily, pronunciation is pretty easy because all the words are pronounced exactly the way they're written.
I've heard the vocabulary is quite a challenge.
That's how it seems at first, but there are many word combinations which are quite easy to remember, so I haven't had any serious problems with that.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Guess what? I've started to learn Finnish.
Really? Isn't it one of the most difficult languages in the world?
That's true. There are so many grammar rules to learn, and I always get something wrong. Luckily, pronunciation is pretty easy because all the words are pronounced exactly the way they're written.
I've heard the vocabulary is quite a challenge.
That's how it seems at first, but there are many word combinations which are quite easy to remember, so I haven't had any serious problems with that.
Four.
You know what, George? My sister wants to chain herself to a tree to persuade people to use e-books.
I think that's crazy, Kate. You have to stop her somehow. I've heard of something she might find interesting. There's a project called Tree Book Tree. The idea is to return books to nature. There are special books with tree seeds in the pages. And if you put the book that you've read in the ground, a tree will grow out of it. The organisers are looking for young people who will go to primary schools and promote these books. You could try to get your sister involved in that.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
You know what, George? My sister wants to chain herself to a tree to persuade people to use e-books.
I think that's crazy, Kate. You have to stop her somehow. I've heard of something she might find interesting. There's a project called Tree Book Tree. The idea is to return books to nature. There are special books with tree seeds in the pages. And if you put the book that you've read in the ground, a tree will grow out of it. The organisers are looking for young people who will go to primary schools and promote these books. You could try to get your sister involved in that. Five.
Excuse me, I've got a problem with my car. It's been making some strange noises. Can you suggest somewhere I can get it checked?
No problem. Here's a map of the town, and there's a garage right here.
Thanks a lot. I also need to send this package before I check out tomorrow.
Okay, I'll take care of it.
And one more thing. My shower started leaking last night. Can you send someone to fix it?
Certainly. We'll do it right away.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Excuse me, I've got a problem with my car. It's been making some strange noises. Can you suggest somewhere I can get it checked?
No problem. Here's a map of the town, and there's a garage right here.
Thanks a lot. I also need to send this package before I check out tomorrow.
Okay, I'll take care of it.
And one more thing. My shower started leaking last night. Can you send someone to fix it?
Certainly. We'll do it right away. Six.
Welcome to the Fashion Museum. We have almost 100,000 items, ranging from decorated gloves made in Shakespeare's time to extravagant dresses worn by celebrities today. Let me remind you that these precious things are often very old and delicate, so you cannot touch anything. You'll also see an extraordinary collection of shoes. Let's begin our tour. We'll start with a temporary exhibition showing clothes created by today's leading designers.
Wysłuchaj nagrania jeszcze raz.
Welcome to the Fashion Museum. We have almost 100,000 items, ranging from decorated gloves made in Shakespeare's time to extravagant dresses worn by celebrities today. Let me remind you that these precious things are often very old and delicate, so you cannot touch anything. You'll also see an extraordinary collection of shoes. Let's begin our tour. We'll start with a temporary exhibition showing clothes created by today's leading designers.
Czas przeznaczony na tę część egzaminu minął.